Unit 10, Lesson 2, Exercise 1, page 82. Listen and then read the magazine article.
Two exceptional African women. African governments and societies have understood the importance of education. Look at the examples of Wangari Maathai and Ellen Sirleaf Johnson. Born in a small village in Kenya, Wangari Maathai became the first African woman to receive the Nobel Prize for Peace in 2004. Ellen Sirleaf Johnson didn't want to stay at home as a retired economist and politician. Instead, in 2005, at the age of 67, she became the first woman to be elected head of state in Liberia. Wangari Maathai is well known as the founder of the famous Green Belt Movement. She has empowered women to plant millions of trees in Kenya. Planting trees slows desertification, preserves forest habitats, and provides sources of fuel, building materials, and food for the population. Ellen Sirleaf Johnson has held important positions at the United Nations and at the World Bank. Many people did not believe she could defeat the famous soccer player George Weah and win the presidential elections. Her experience in politics and finance has helped Liberia work towards national reconciliation after years of war. So how have these women achieved so much? Both women had to study very hard when they were young. They specialised in fields where there are fewer women than men. Wangari Maathai studied biology and zoology, while Ellen Johnson studied economics and finance. Both women are strong and determined, and they don't give up. They have had to fight against strong opposition as well. Both of them have understood that to make changes, you have to think globally and act locally. Local communities have to be involved in the development of their own countries. Their achievements have already encouraged other women throughout Africa to seek higher positions in society. As the saying goes, educate a woman and you educate a whole nation.